We are learning about the Zuma Daf Tezvav Amud Beis, and we're beginning three lines from the bottom of the Amud. And the Gemara just said that you can't, we know this Eilus Talmud has an element of Chatos, says you can't put one of the Matanois when you're standing on the bottom, and the other two, that being like Chatos, should be above, just like a Chatos. The Gemara says, no, you never find Dam halfway on the bottom, halfway on the top, you never find the thing. So, if you another kasha, v'loy, you don't find halfway in the bottom, halfway on the top. But now we learned in the Mishnah also about the Kohen Gadol. After he leaves the Kodesh HaKadoshim, they mix the dam together and they make hazoyas on the Mizbeach Hazav. They do four on the four corners, and then they do seven altira shel Mizbeach. But now he's the Mimenu, altira shel Mizbeach, you do seven on the tiroi of the Mizbeach HaPrimi. This is what the inside Mizbeach. Shev upon him seven times. Now, what does tiroi de Mizbeach mean? So Gemara learns, tiroi is lashon of like afternoon. Afternoon is the middle of the day. My lava pagad de Mizbeach, kedamra inchi, tar tiroi, hu pagad de yoma, which means, it says the afternoon got clear, which means in the middle of the day, that's what afternoon means. So here also, tiroi Mizbeach means on the middle point, the midpoint of the Mizbeach HaPrimi. So what's the kasha? So Rashi learns the kasha is that since you're doing seven azoy, it's impossible to be mitzamtzim that some should be above, some should be at the bottom. That's what Rashi learns in Gemara's kasha. So you see, lamayla lamata. For lamaisa, this is a little bit shver, this Rashi. Why? Because that's not called a half lamayla, half lamata. If I try to hit a middle point and I by mistake do a little bit on top, a little bottom, that's called a half lamayla. It's all the middle. It's just not exact. So what's the Gemara's kasha? So Tosfos doesn't like Rashi's pshat. He doesn't ask the kasha, but a little small Tosfos so says that the Gemara's kasha like this. If you're doing it towards the midpoint, I'll tell you the problem is. Why? The first four were on the chronos, and the second seven were on the bottom. And the second seven were on the bottom. But Rashi loy pirish kain. Rashi doesn't say this pshat. And he means to say Rashi is a little bit shver, but this is Tosfos, a beautiful pshat that. The first four on the chronos, the second one is on the chatzim mizbeach. It's also chatzim lamata, chatzim lamata. So Mar's kasha is you find chatzim lamata, chatzim lamata. What? No, chronos are mizbeach. That's not a part of mizbeach. That's both in there. So tomorrow, Omer Rabba Bar Shilo Loi. Even my chatas, that's what you put on chronos. It's part of that. Omer Rabba Bar Shilo Loi Agufe de mizbeach. What does it mean? Tiaroi shemizbeach, top on my base over here. What does it mean? Tiaroi shemizbeach, a gufei de mizbeach. It means on top of the mizbeach, taka. The bolt, everything's on top. The tights is very smart. Everything's on top. Now, how do you know that what does tiaroi got to do with top of the mizbeach? So Rashi explains because they clean out a space because it was very dirty from the tyrus. They have to clean out a space to put the zrika straight onto the mizbeach. And what do you find? Tiaroi means cleaning up. The chsiv, who ke etzem hashmayim atayra. Talking about Matan Torah, how the sky was very clear. Sky was. What?
With Rashi, when you find half.
You don't. I'm saying, Maskana is not. That's what I'm saying. With Mirza Kasha. Mirza, you never find half of Mirza Kasha. I bar Mizbeach, I'm clearly find it. And for the Gemara, no, there's no halfway. It's on top, so it's not a problem. It's not Mirza Divin Kasha. Maishna, the Yav Oilo Beresha, Vahoda Yav Achatas. The chatas. Why do you do? Now, we have a pasuk that teaches us that you have to have an element of chatas in the oil satamen. So why do you do the oil first, then the chatas? Don't you find all over the Torah that the chatas is always first for the oil? The Gemara explains all the places that the cheshbon, you first get a kapara, you first get close, then you give the present. You don't walk over to someone you're not b'shalom yet with and give a dairon, a present. First get a kapar, then a dairon. So chatas is always the four oil. So the question is, if here it has to have an element of chatas, do the chatas first, then the oil. Why do oil bereisha? Why do you have chatas? Neisav bereisha chatas. Why do neisav oila? First gu chatas, then do oila. And for the Gemara, even the oila, he really this thing is the oila, and chatas is just a sidebar. So he kadma bereisha. That's the that goes first. Very more not a kasha. A maishna the yav mizrachis sefoynis umarovis deraimis. Why do you put why what's up with these two corners? Why do you do mizrachis sefoynis, which is the northeastern corner, which we said when you're facing Mizbeach, it's the right corner, and then Maravas Doremus, and the next one is the other corner, the southwestern, the one that's diagonally opposite it. Nasev Doremus Mizrachus, do first Doremus Mizrachus, Vahadar Tzfoynus Maravas, first do Doremus Mizrachus, which means the first corner you encounter from the Kevesh, that's Doremus Mizrachus, and then the opposite corner, Tzfoynus Maravas. So this is Gemara's Kasha, what's the Biar Gemara's Kasha? So it's machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi and that your dalad on the base is mevuyah. The Gemara's kasha has nothing to do with our sugya. Stam evi oila. Why do you do those two corners? Corner, you know, the corner on the right side and the corner opposite that. Why don't you do the corner first corner on the left side and opposite that corner? Evi oila. That's the question. But Tosfos over here learns not like that. Tosfos learns over here. There is maskal nesiv that the Gemara's kasha is that since it has an element of chatas. Just like a chatos, the first corner you always encounter is the dromis mizrach, so you walk up the kevesh, to the right. That's the first corner you always hit. So here also, it should be the same order as chatos. It should be first dromis mizrachis, and then maravas dromis to be similar to chatos. That's the Gemara's kasha. Dafka Hashem Nisha Mitzvah, who compares the two, who says that the element of chatos, that's where the Gemara's kasha is. But anyway, that's the Gemara's kasha. Vos epis these two corners. And for the Gemara, the Teresh is like this. Amri, Oila tuna yisoid bekeren. It has to be on a corner, and it has to be a yisoid. It has to have a yisoid there. And we know the mizbeach did not have a yisoid on dreimis mizrachos lehavale yisoid. The way the mizbeach looked is that the entire safoin, which was the north side of the mizbeach, and the entire mayriv of the mizbeach had a yisoid. Then the yisoid wrapped around that corner. Let's say from Tzofon to Mizrach, from Tzofon to East, it wrapped around the corner a little bit, and the opposite corner, it wrapped around a little bit. But then the rest of the Mizbeach, the rest of the south side of the Mizbeach, and the rest of the east side of the Mizbeach, did not have a Yesoid. Like if you have a picture on your article, you can look there. Did not have a Yesoid there. Did not have a Yesoid. So there, the Dalach is Oilin is Yesoid. So therefore, you have to make a Zrika on the corner of Tzofonis, Mizrachis Tzofonis, and Maravis the Rimas, that's we have to think the Zrikas because it needs a Yesoid. The other corner has Yesoid also, the one by Tzofonis Maravis has a corner, yeah, but the other opposite one doesn't have a corner. So we have the opposite to have two, because you have the one that's two. So therefore, you start with this corner and do the other corner. So the Maravite, now why are you doing this order? Maishna, do you have a ratio of Mizrachis Tzofonis? Why do you do first Mizrachis Tzofonis, which means when you face Mizbeach? Facing the Hechel, it's the right corner first, while the Ravas Dremes, and afterwards the opposite corner. Nesiv Vereish of Ravas Dremes, do the first the other corner, the one that's on the left side of the Kevesh. Vahada Mizrach is fine, then do this corner here that's on your right over here. And for the Gemara, Kimdom Amar Kopina Sha'at Apoina Loyal Derechim in Lemizrach. This is the luck, is you walk up the Kevesh, the first corner you encounter is the right one. And then the next one is the next corner, and the first one doesn't have a yisoid. You have to do the next corner, so you start from there. Bereisha, Bahu Paga. You have to do the first one that you reach. I freaked Rashi Akasha. Then what do you mean by your oila? You don't walk up the kevesh. If you walk up the kevesh, I understand that you do first the corner to the right, and here you can't do because no yisoid. So you do the next corner. That's only if you walk up the kevesh and you go to the right. But here, you're coming actually from the other side. You're coming from the north side, which is Tzofon. You're actually coming from the right side because of Shchitas of a Kodesh Kadoshim, which is Oila, which is Kodesh Kadoshim, is in the Tzofon. So what's it to do with making the right turn? It's nothing to do with it. That's Rashi's Kasha in Divrei Maschil Bereisha Vahu Paga. In the middle of Rashi says, Afka of the Mat Dom Eina Oila Bekevesh, Dahal Ritzvayimi stands on the floor, Vakli Biyodo, Yvizorik Marachoik, and he throws from far, Dichsivizorkoi, Dahal Matam and Achutu Noisi, if it's below the Chutasikram, says Afilahachi, Kivin Shvechatos, since by Achatos, Shinitna Bel Yonish Akaran, Sarkla Azba Kevesh, Derech Adarim, Point of the Mizrach, since when you have Achatos, you walk up the Kevesh and you turn to the right, that becomes like the order on the Mizbeach. Still, you start walking on the Mizbeach from the south side. That's where you go to the right side. So just that becomes like the surah of the Mizbeach. The order of the Mizbeach goes with the Kevesh. Even though here, he's coming from the opposite side, not even going up the Kevesh. But that becomes the order, and therefore, you'll start with the first one with the aside, which is the corner of Tzofonis Mizrachis, Mizrachis Tzofonis. Yeah. What? You're going up the Kevesh. You're going up the Kevesh, the Mizbeach. You walk up. Right there. Mizrach's here. Here. Mizrach's here. It's the right side of Mizrach. This corner's first. Look at your picture. In the beginning of the article. Yeah, in the beginning of the article, that picture of the Mizbeach. That picture. In the beginning of the article, that picture, that corner, that's the first one you reach. That picture of the Mizbeach. So here, you walk up the Kevesh, the first corner on the right. What? The right corner first, yeah. What?
No,
you're walking up. You walk to the right first, and then always you walk into you go into the right over there. Yeah, it's a good question. Wait, make it up. It's a good question. When you get to the sugya later on, you'll see the answer to that question. We got to answer that question. Okay. But either way, the do that corner first. Dr. Maravite, my ba'oilo. Now, how do you know that ba'oilo the kamar achmona of my zechatas? How do you know this pasuk is telling you? We have some kind of hybrid over here, ba'oilo with a chatas. So, how do we know it's really ba'oilo with an element of chatas? Maybe this pasuk is the opposite, that a series of echel chatas has an element of ba'oilo. Maybe it's the whole opposite, the whole sugya, it's turned the whole sugya on the head. Maybe the one of chatas has an element of ba'oilo. My the ba'oilo with the kamar achmona of my zechatas. I know it's one of ba'oilo that has a my zechatas, but don't Chatas, bechatas, he the kamarach one of a ma'aser elo. Maybe it's a chatas that the Torah says to do a ma'aser elo, and for the Gemara loy saga daita, he can't say that. Why? The chesed says the pasuk al oilas hatomid yosef in this guy. My kamarach one. That's what Torah telling you. Midi the chatas shod the oilo. Put the chatas al oilas tamid on the oilo. Especially we said like the Gemara Sari says that the drasha comes from the word al, not from levad. So the drasha is that we put a chatas al oilas hatomid. Really, it's a oilo, and you put an element of chatas on the oilo. Adkan, the sugya of explaining Rav Shimon Isha Mitzvah. Now, once the Masechta Zuma, the Gemara, the first parak, brought in this Shiloh of Shimon Isha Mitzvah, which meant we had a machlokes astira, Masechta Talmud, Masechta Zuma, and we said one of them is a Shimon Isha Mitzvah, which is Zuma, and the other one is the Tanakama. Talmud is a different Tana. Once we have this idea, we're going to bring in another idea. There's no shaykhis to Masechta Zuma per se, but also where we found we had to answer astira by saying a Mishnah to a certain Tana. Tanan Hasa, we learned in a Mishnah. Omalem ha menuna. This Mishnah, the Mishnah Masechtas Tamid. Omalem, this is the regular morning in the Beis Hamikdash. Omalem ha menuna, the appointee who's in charge, said, Tzu ve'viu tle melishkas beis atlam. Bring a shepsela, a sheep from the lishkas beis atlam, because they had for the Tamid six checked sheep every single day prepared. We add a mum, and they use that for the carbon tamid. So he said, "Bring a tlef and lishkas with a tlam to for the kayin to start the mice of the bringing the carbon tamid." And the Mishnah says, "Where was lishkas with a tlam situated?" Ba'aloi lishkas with a tlam ha'isa miksoya tzvaynes ma'rabas. It was in the corner of tzvaynes ma'rabas. That means that if you could look up your picture in the front of the masechta, there was. When you're facing the Heichal, on the right side of the Beis HaMikdash, there was a room called Beis HaMikid. And this Beis HaMikid had four little chambers open to the bigger chamber, to the Beis HaMikid. Four chambers. The Lishkas HaTlaim, according to the Mishnah Talmud, was Miksayas Tzvaynes Barabbas, which was the northwestern corner. That's where the Lishkas HaTlaim was found in those four. The four, again, facing the Heichal is on the right side, these four. So on the right side. And those four, and this was on the four, was a Tzvaynes Ma'aravos corner, which is the right-hand corner, but in the front. That's the corner it was. Va'arba lishkas hayisham. There was four lishkas there. Achas lishkas atlam. One was in lishkas atlam, where they kept the sheep for the tamid. Va'achas lishkas hachasamas. One was where they kept the tokens, which we remember from a Masechta Shkalim that they used for the nesachim. Va'achas lishkas beis hamaykid. One was called lishkas beis hamaykid, which had stuff for the Beis HaMikid, and one was the Lishka of Lechem Aponim. What?
We had
to put
in this.
I know, because the Gemara is Amastira. The Gemara is Amastira. So V'achas, the Lishka of Lechem Aponim. And the other one is the Lishka where they made Lechem Aponim. The family of Beis Garmu, they made Lechem Aponim in that chamber. So that's the Mishnah and Tamid. For Aminu, I'm going to ask you a kasha, a Mishnah, Mesechtas Midas. And that's why it comes to our sugar, Mesechtas Midas, Mesechtas Raminu, and could be the article next picture of Masechtas Midas, it's very possible. Raminu, Arba Lishkas Hoyu LeBeis HaMoiket. There was four chambers open to Beis HaMoiket. Kitnios HaPsuchas HaTrakon. Like these little rooms open to the hall. You have little rooms, chambers open to the big Ulam, big hall. So there was four of those. Shtayim BeKodesh. Two were built in the Kodesh, part of the Azara. I've had a closed door, but it's part of the Azara. Shtayim BeKodesh. Look at that picture again. You see the other two are situated outside the Beis HaMikdash. It's all one big room, but the other two are outside BeKodesh. V'roshei paspasim avdil ben Kodesh Chol. There was these twigs in the floor, built in the floor, to say, here's Kodesh, here's Chol. So you know when you're leaving, when you're going in. Umahu Misham. So what were the different chambers for? My Ravis the Raim is the west, the southwestern was where the Lishkas Beis Talia Karbon. That was for the Talon. That was for the sheep. to Roimis Mizrachis, which is on the east end of Dharam, which is the next one in the Kodesh, Hilishka Shayis of Alechem Aponim. That was one of the Alechem Aponim. Mizrachis Sefonis, that was the outside one that was more outside and more closer away from Kodesh. It was further away from Kodesh Rashim. That was Mizrachis Sefonis, but you go into Beit Chashimnoi, Av Ne Mizbeach, Shok Shumach Yavon. When the Yavon came in to the Beis Hamikdash in the years before Chanukah, they brought Avodah Zarah on the Mizbeach. So therefore, when the Chashmonaim retook the Beis Hamikdash, they took apart the Mizbeach and they built a new one, because they didn't want a Mizbeach that had was defiled by the Avodah Zarah. So they where they put the old stones, so they could have buried it, but so some of the farshim say they saved some of them to remember the nes of the Chashmonaim. So they had in this room, that's where they put away these Avnei Mizbeach. And what was Tzfonis Maravis? What was Tzfonis Maravis? That was the room where they went down to the Beis HaTfila. So what does it say over here? Where was the Lushkas HaTaloyim? The Ramis Mizrachis. It was in the Ramis. And before we said Lushkas HaTaloyim was Maravis, Tzfonis Maravis. So the different, the opposite corners. Tzfonis Maravis, opposite, but they were across from each other, different ones. It was a stira. Masechta Talmud says that it was in Sefonis Maravis, and in Masechta Midas it says it's Maravis the Raimis. So it's a stira, the two places, the two Mishnayos where the Lishka was. Which one of the four was the Lishka Sataloyim?
In the Midas, they also hold that the other two were
Aruncha
or the other.
In Talmud, the Aruncha, same thing. Yeah, that's no difference. Omrav Huna.
They kept in Kedusha Chol also.
Ah.
Kept
no, but either way, this was Tzfonis Maravis, and the other one was Maravis Doraimis. So in either choice, yeah, it's a difference if it was in Kodesh or not. That's the difference. What was in the Tzaf and what was in the Doraim? There's a difference if it was in the Kodesh or not. That's another, yeah, but that Bailet the Naf community saying, what was Kodesh or not? Yeah. So, the Gemara Rav Huna, Mantana Midas, Lesbi Yaakovi. The Mishnah of Midas is a Lesbi Yaakov. And Yetzirah on tomorrow's daf, we're going to continue to prove that the Mishnah of Midas is Lesbi Yaakov. But the way he came into the Sugi is by saying we have a Stira, and it's not Shver. One is the Talakama, and the other one is Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov.